News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So listen, if you find yourself getting outside the overly broad range of our AM, FM capabilities right here at WVNN, I want to point you to our website, all right? RightSideRadio.org. No matter where you are in the big wide world, go to the World Wide Web and just click on RightSideRadio.org. All of our stuff is on there, to include listen live options. You can stream the show from anywhere in the world. We got folks all over the place that do that. That's why we have, like, you know, Jeff from Indiana calls in. We got our buddy Jerome over in Rome. We got folks up in Virginia that listen to the show. We got people down in Florida and over in Texas and Mississippi. And South Alabama. I'm just saying, it's a whole lot of options for you. I like to say, when you click on Listen Live, no matter where you is, there we is, and it's all available at the rightsideradio.org website. On top of that, though, we've got a lot of other things on there, like, for instance, our podcasting. I'm still kind of tripping over the fact that our podcast, our second biggest listening audience outside of Alabama is California. And I got to get Birdman to do the latest stats for me and tell me how that's working out right now. But California still, you know, still in the lead.
That's great.
And, oh, Copper. Hmm? Guess how many downloads we have on the podcast right now. I love doing this. Guess how many downloads.
Last one was 30K or 40K?
Well, so now I don't know whether to, you know, affirm you or disappoint you.
Affirm.
Okay. Well, I'll just go ahead and relieve you of the burden of trying to guess. So the reality is only three more. We have 36,000 downloads.
Nice. So we're almost to 40K.
Almost. We're getting, at this point, let's see, what is this, April 4th? Oh, shoot. By the end of April, we'll be well over 40K. It's going to be awesome. We got to give away T-shirts or something when that happens.
Yep.
That's going to be big doins. But right now, we're three short. Oh, that's an idea.
Maybe yeah.
My family would love that. I was wearing a pair of my Right Side socks yesterday. Speaking of which, folks, yeah, that's a point Copper brings up. On the rightsideradio.org website, there's a button you can click for the Right Side store. You can order coffee mugs, T-shirts, all the stuff, but you also can order Right Side socks, the Right Side logo, the big gold star. I'm personally a fan. Anyway, Right Side socks are on there too. All that stuff, folks, is on our website, including things that we write. Like Copper and I both write an article that comes out every week. My latest one just came out today on 1819. By tomorrow, it'll be up on the website, so you can check it out there too. Just saying, lots of doings. That's a lot of stuff for one website. Plus, all of our sponsors are on there, including, by the way, 1819 News. You can listen. I love those guys. So the bottom line is this: I know the folks that run 1819. I use them as one of my resources daily. I'll have a story from them here in just a minute. Right, 1819news.com. It's 1819news.com. I love the fact that these folks love Alabama. So they don't just report the news in a solid and constructive manner without getting all the usual political skew into it. They don't go woke on you in the middle of a story. They just give you the clear calling balls and strikes on the news. Boom, boom, boom. But then they also have a lot of great feature writers, of which Copper and I are both one, who add so much editorial content to it, but they separate news from editorial content. You can tell where it is. But what I also love, too, like I said, is they write stories about things that you didn't know existed that just make you proud to live in Alabama because they love this state as much as we do. And I'm just going to tell you, you need to check. If you haven't already checked them out, you need to check them out. 1819news.com. It's 1819news.com. They're affiliated with the Alabama Policy Institute, just like I am, and they're doing a bang-up job of reporting. In fact, they're really making a dent right now in the news aspects of the state. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Coming up next, number two on the Triple Dipper, Live Free or Die, Second Amendment. We'll talk about it. Be right back.